just as a forerunner from that, the delays around Drogheda, as I was saying, were absolutely dreadful. And yeah, weren't even around Drogheda at all, as had been indicated earlier. And no notion of an idea of what was happening. It took me at least a half an hour away off my journey, and had to go into Drogheda itself. But it just so late at night, and having driven for so far, it was an absolute disgrace the way that was done tonight. And there was no words, from what I could see from AA Roadwatch earlier on. Just one other word of note. I had to go into Dundalk then, after arriving home, straight back in off the Dublin Road and into Dundalk and out the Armagh Road, and coming back in from the Armagh Road, from a hotel from the Armagh Road, this car pulled straight out in front of me. Just unbelievable. I could just see it happening again. The driving, absolutely dreadful. It's unbelievable how bad the driving is in this country, and how quickly you have to be shown perception, and how quick you have to be ready for mistakes that other people are going to make. But look, overall tonight, that's the end of me moan. It's not really a moan, it's just to say how crazy and inefficient things are in this country. Yeah, I do have one other moan. The absolutely joke of a decision by Loud County Council to shut down the town centre. I cannot believe that this is going to be allowed to go ahead. To say if we're regenerating the area, there's nothing in Carlasse Street. You need something to regenerate. You need businesses already there, and they need to draw the businesses in before you start doing regeneration. And we're going to see from early January Clarbrassa Street to one-way traffic, right down to one-way traffic, and to me that is absolutely crazy. And the town is going to be mad with traffic. It doesn't finish, the works don't finish until the 8th of November. So from January 1919 to November 1919, you'll only have one-way traffic in the centre of town, and that will have further effects on right around the area. I think people of the town should have some say on that. It's just another decision I can't get my head around. And then the Dundalk Castlelaney Road is going to be closed again for 6 weeks. That's coming up very shortly. I'm not sure if it's starting next week. Why didn't they do 3 or 4 weeks of the road works they were doing when the road was closed by the authorities north of the border when they were doing road works? That would have been a bright decision to do. Last year they had the road closed for nearly a year, and the road works they did were good, saved lives, and it just doesn't make any sense to me why the authorities here in the south can't work in coordination with authorities in the north. But look, that having said, forget all about that. Get up to Derry and Dundalk on Tuesday night. If Dundalk get their 3 points, then basically they can't, because mathematically still they can. And Stephen Kenny says he won't celebrate his title until they can mathematically put it beyond doubt that Dundalk can't be caught. That, of course, he's going to say that anyway. But really, a win next Tuesday night will give Dundalk the title, because they have a much better goal difference than Cork City. And that Cork City team, having looked at them tonight, they are going to lose even more games. They're in chaos, absolute chaos. And Bohemians next Friday night, I think they'll start as favourites. As far as Dundalk are concerned, sorry, that's Bohs next Sunday. As far as Dundalk are concerned, next Friday against UCD, that will be one hell of a game, a difficult game against the First Division champions. Please, the Dundalk supporters, take nothing for granted. But it's a great night, a great weekend for celebration. Dundalk's first win at Turner's Cross in 3.5 years, a goal into the same goals that Tommy Hulty got in 1991 that won the league, and his goals to turn tonight. Certainly, I could remember those days back in 1991, and they were brought forward tonight by that man, Chris Shields, who powered the ball to the net, and Stephen Kenny's heroes and his skillful management. He is, and his backroom team of any Pert, etc., they're all something special. Good night.